When Kiss finally opens a brewery, hops of thunder and hazies roll. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a show about things fun for beer, fun things for beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
We're just going to hang out and have all the fun things because beer, craft beer, indie beer, it's fun. And we just talked about the beers we were drinking last week and the beers we're looking out for to drink. And the listeners call us and tell us some stuff, what's going on with their scene, and give us their pour reports. And then we drink beer, and then we use progressively, as you listen to the show, you can discern the drunkenness that happens, like the beginning of the show. I'm like, oh, it's kind of normal. And that second hour, man, different show. Not every podcast is like that. Only beer podcasts do that. Most podcasts are buttoned up, man. They're buttoned up. They don't get drunk by the end of the show.
Yeah.
Not beer podcasts.
Amateurs.
We get lit by the end of the show. Get ripped.
Getting ripped.
So just settle in, hang out with us, have a nice time, okay? For the show, I was tailgating. We were having a little thunder lightning rainstorm here in the Fresno Central Valley. And I was tailgating that with Black is Beautiful beer from Revisions Black is Beautiful beer. But this is a Northeast style hazy IPA, which I guess they can do whatever. This is the beer that every brewery can make, and it's brewed to support justice and equality for people of color. And Weathered Souls Brewing Company is the one that started that whole thing out of San Antonio. So I think this is, I just, usually those kind of beers are just, they make their runs and then they're over. But seems like this keeps going. I'm trying to check the dates on this. Oh, this is a little old. This is Wazoo beer. This is from February 3rd. So I thought it was just strong in alcohol. I wasn't getting that as old, but yeah, that's, now I'm realizing it's just a 6%. So I was just having an old hazy, which is fine. Hey, donated
wrong.
Beer. What the hell? And now I have an Uncle Chan's Enchanted Elixir, another hazy IPA. This one's from Moxa. And that's also Wazoo Corvette beer. And I look at the date, but it would spill out. So I'll check on that later, but it seems fine.
Wait, have learned to not check the date on an open beer? Is that what you're saying right now?
Yeah, I just now, that was my first time. I'm like, no, Mike, you just wait till you empty it and then you can check it. I'm like, no, I gotta check it out.
What if the date changes by the time you finish?
Yeah. No, remember, you spill it. You opened the beer up already and it's going to spill. No, not this time.
Not this time, Gadget.
Oh, what are you drinking over there?
Oh, I started with a Dust Bowl Hops Double IPA. Like, no exclamation point either. It's just hops. Like casual, like hops.
I feel like that's like one of their series, but I'm not sure.
Hops.
Like it's an acronym or something.
Oh, maybe. Housing over pawn shops.
Yeah. We should have more housing and less pawn shops, sure.
Uh, Yeah. Stay tuned for more acronyms.
All right. Well, there we go. We're settled in. We're ready to start the show.
All right. What are you drinking this summer? Are you drinking Woven Water Failsafe Pilsner?
Probably not.
Okay. This is one of the top session beers for the summer. You need this.
Woven Water.
Summer session.
Where the hell are they? Who do they think they are? And where
Fort
the hell
Myers,
are they?
Florida.
Oh. Willard's. I wonder if Willard's has that on.
Yeah. Let's go. Charge up a couple tickets to that Patreon account.
All right. Trent from the Dorktown Collective of Podcasts. Trent is in Key West right now. So we do have presence out there.
Way out.
Outside of the Florida crew.
I love gold.
Did I hear a crack? An open?
Yeah. This is the first official show beer. Space Lettuce from Monday Night Brewing Company. It's a double.
It's a double. That's a Wazoo beer.
Is this Wazoo from it's from Atlanta?
Yeah, that's where he went to his barbecue training course to get his AA in barbecuing.
They offer those now, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you do you got your eyes on one of those retro Webers that Fresno Eggs selling right now?
I do have my eye on them. I saw them. They look cool, but
they look cool.
They're pricey.
Oh man, yeah,
they are pricey. I was looking at them, like, yeah, I think I might add that to my arsenal. And then I saw the price, and I was like, nah, it's all right. I'm good.
I am your target audience.
Yep, yep. You're pulling me in, and then oh nope, you just rejected me. The price tag.
Yeah. See, I would see that, and then I would wait for neighborhood cleanup and go find me an old Weber.
Yeah. That's
true. And then have it powder coated and probably spend like three times as much.
Yeah. You got to be one of those roamers for cleanup.
Yeah. You know, by the time you like rebuild the legs and put new wheels on it, and then you got to find just the right center cap to hold the wheel on because it's got to be. Got to be movie quality.
Oh yeah,
you know, I would go buy some Alaskan cedar and remake the handles.
Oh sure.
So I'm like, I got $900 in this Weber.
Yeah,
now.
You're dumping $900 in there.
Full stainless grill. You know,
sure.
I'm not going to skimp out and get a chrome plated one. I'm going full stainless.
Are those like
I would probably put hydraulic jacks on it, so the lid, you just lift the lid and it holds itself up.
Oh yeah, you don't want to have to like. What do you do with that lid when you take it off? You're just like, should I put it on the ground? Because I don't know.
Yeah, man. Or you're like talking to someone and you like continuously try and hang it off the side by that impossible hook.
Yeah,
and you know six, seven times
like a dipshit in front of your friends, and they're like, I don't think Mike actually barbecues. Oh, he doesn't even know how to hang up his lid. Oh, it's giving me problems today, boy. I'm out here every day.
Oh, it's backwards. Wife must have done that. Ooh, you could polish the vent flaps. You could polish those out. Air aluminum.
Are you going to get one of those eggs? What do you think about? Are those eggs just basically Webers? What are those things? What the hell are they doing with those things?
What the hell are they up to? What an egg do?
They're up to something.
Is this a barbecue?
Yeah. I don't know what's happening. Oh. Am I supposed to cook eggs on them.
Oh, barbecued eggs. Okay. Yeah. You might have me into breakfast now.
You're all, wait, maybe I like breakfast.
Barbecued. Do you barbecue your bacon? Do you ever just throw bacon on the grill?
Yeah, I've done that. I haven't done it in a long time, but it's not like a...
We do that often.
Okay.
Yeah. Little foil boat, of course. You know, you don't want bacon igniting.
It's a barbecue. What does it matter?
Okay, just check.
Let it burn.
Oh, you like it extra crispy. Are you one of those?
I like it crispy. I like all stages of... I like it barely cooked and all soft. And you're just like, I don't know if I'm going to die here. I like it then. And
don't think this is bacon anymore.
Yeah, I like it super crispy. I like it in between. All stages of bacon are good.
There's no bad bacon.
Right. Like super burnt bacon, then no, I'm not down with that. But
gotcha. How about Zero Gravity's Michelitis Lager?
Where in the hell are these places?
Let's see, Middleton, Rhode Island.
Ooh, Rhode Island. We have a Rhode Island rep.
Rhode Island.
Everyone go on perfectpourpod.com and look at the reps page. Let's see if there's a Rhode Island rep. Click the menu button. Click the show reps for the Perfect Pour. I don't think there's a Rhode Island. I feel like maybe I've seen Rhode Island. And scroll down, see if you see Rhode Island.
We're scrolling.
I am here to report there's no Rhode Island rep. So
you're in. Damn it.
You're in Rhode Island.
How will we know?
Help us out. If you're a listener in Rhode Island, become a rep. So you can give
us. I feel like we need to verify they're from Rhode Island too. Like that's an easy one to fake.
Yeah, Like, hey, I'm from Rhode Island. Oh, cool. Name me two Rhode Island cities. all right, you're not from Rhode Island. Damn it.
Right. Cooperstown. Damn, I wish I knew what that was right.
That was New York.
That is Spanish. Notch Brewing Session Pills.
Okay, that I've heard of Notch.
Notch. Boston.
Yeah.
No.
Notch is in Boston, right?
Harpoon.
Harpoon's in Boston.
Oh, this is weird. This is Harpoon Brewery in Boston. Their beer is called Notch Session.
What are they trying to do?
That
was weird.
That one threw me. The way they...
What's going on there,
I am not smart.
How about that, Harpoon?
The way they've labeled this... they give you the name of the beer separately from who brews it. And I always feel like it should be brewery and then beer name.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I want to see the brewery first before I see the beer name.
Oh, that's so they're not being sometimes they do it. Sometimes they do brewery, comma, beer. Other times they just tell you the name of the beer and then label the who brews it later in the heading. This is why I'm getting thrown off here. Cannonball Creek Trump Hands.
Okay.
This is from Society. No, Cannonball Creek Brewing Trump Hands. Oh, this
Cannonball. What's the best car in Cannonball Run? What car would you use?
Oh, the black Lamborghini, of course.
Black Lambo, huh?
Uh-huh.
But is that the one with the girls and the bathing suits?
Maybe.
You got Black Lambo, you got girls in bikinis, you're going to make it.
You're going to make it. You're going to be all right. That is dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Chaos. I can't help it, JJ. All right, you're going to make me tangent. So there is a third Cannonball Run.
What?
But it was called Speed Zone. They tried to rebrand it.
But it was the same people?
It was known as Cannonball Run Part 3. And it is impossible to find on VHS. Ooh. And I don't think they ever put it on DVD.
Oh, that's interesting me because I'm into VHS collecting right now.
But you might remember it. The opening scene had a red Lamborghini this time. And a dude skipped it across the lake. Like the scene was a grandfather teaching his grandson how to skip rocks across the lake. And then this Lamborghini comes, skips across the lake, and he's all, no, that's how you do it.
Wow.
I cannot find this movie to save my life. It makes me think I was crazy and imagined it as a kid.
Go into the VHS collector community. You might find
it. Might find a copy.
Yep.
Gonna do it. Gonna find it. Okay, so here's, I think, where I'm disconnecting. These are brewers from big breweries picking another brewery's beer as their favorite.
Okay.
So this Notch Session Pale is a favorite of the head brewer from Harpoon Brewery in Boston.
Makes sense.
Okay. So the Cannonball Creek Trump Hands is a favorite of the tasting room manager at Society Brewing.
Oh. Where's Cannonball
Collective
Creek? Where's Cannonball Creek?
Cannonball Creek.
Is that where Burt Reynolds died?
That's where he died, Cannonball.
Oh, okay.
They renamed it after him.
Yeah. Cannonball Ravine. What was the teacher's name, Back to the Future?
Clayton. Clara Clayton.
Clayton Ravine.
Clayton Ravine. Shonash Ravine. All right, I'm tired of this article. It annoys me.
Boo!
Drink session beers. Have fun. this one surprised me. Out of all the breweries that are making moves right now, I did not expect Figaro Mountain to be one of them. Mm-hmm. They are partnering with a... investment partner to buy out tap rooms in Southern California, and they are going to be taking over three new spots down there in LA.
Yeah, they're taking over somebody else's spot, but are they gonna keep those brands that they're taking over, or are they gonna make it Big Mountain places?
They say the properties will be turned over to become Figueroa Mountain brew pubs over the next several months.
Huh. Okay.
So Stalking Horse in Rancho Park.
In the 209?
Broxton Brew Pub near Westwood. Or in Westwood.
Oh, I'm sorry, the 805.
And Bluebird Brasserie in Ventura. Sherman Oaks. Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what Chew thinks about all this. What the Garage Boys think about all this.
Yeah. So they're keeping the design elements in place. And it sounds like they're keeping some, if there was food involved, they're keeping the food and pairing beers with it to match.
So it's Indy buying Indy here.
It's Figaro Mountain still Indy with this investment group.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Well, I guess it depends on the percentage, I guess.
And also, what are we missing out on? Is Figaro Mountain...
You know, one of these breweries that Fig Mountain is displacing.
Mm-hmm.
I always like Figaro Mountain's beer, so I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. Like, because like they bought them, so that means those breweries were for sale. It wasn't their fault that those breweries are for sale. Or
no, they're not pushing out. No hostile takeovers here.
Right. They're just like, oh, they're for sale. We bought them.
Maybe their focus here is not as impressive as it is down south. So we don't see their growth happening as much. Like their presence here is actually dwindled, I think.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. Like they've lost interest up here or something.
Yeah.
But they're still around though, but.
They haven't gone anywhere. Davies Brown.
That was around a lot.
The Hoppy Poppy, everywhere for a while. They were starting to get, replace some regular taps in places.
They could have pushed and got a remote tap room here, but like everybody else.
I think Barrel House kind of came in at the right time and took over.
Yeah, Barrel House did a good job. We appreciate them. But Barrel House is a Central California brewer, and they're originally from the Valley. So it's like, it's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they're local, so rad. But also, yet to have somebody from outside Central California come into Fresno. So really outside the Valley.
Oh, who do you got your eye on?
Well, I don't, not anymore. I mean, it used to be Martin Tynes, but they suck now. And then field work, but then I'm just like, who cares anymore? Then
they suck now.
Yeah. Then Monterey Street, and I'm like, never mind. So nobody has the balls to open up in Fresno outside of people from the Valley. Only Valley people have the balls. They're scared. Everyone's scared of the Valley. Everyone outside of the Valley is scared of us. They're like, Fresno. Did you know that not everybody is white in Fresno? Oh my gosh. That's scary.
Wow. Or game. Dust Bowl or Drake's opening in Fresno. Who's going to do it first?
Who's first? Oh, I thought you were going to try and make me choose between who's better as a brewer.
Oh, well, we'll do that one next.
No, I don't want that question.
Who do you think's going to open first in Fresno?
Well, I'd say Dust Bowl. Drake's only two Drake workers have their ear on Fresno because of us. The rest of Drake's has no idea.
They're trying to
really creep farther north. Two. So, yeah, they're not, nobody, you know, we know these Bay Area people, that's coastal people, they look down on the Valley, so they don't think about the Valley.
Don't even think about
Central Valley. They're just like, let's open up in the Bay Area. Let's open up another one in the Bay Area, but it's a different part of the Bay Area. Let's open up another one. Like, oh, we're Monterey Street. We'll open up one in Monterey. Okay, cool. Nah, what else? Where else are we gonna open up? In Carmel? Oh, you mean like 5 minutes down the road in Carmel, you open up another one? That's fucking bold, guys. Yeah.
Wow. Risk takers.
Yep. So it's fine. I don't give a shit anymore. Fuck all of them. Fuck you, Modern Times. You could have opened up in Fresno. You could have saved yourself, but nah. You want to go to Napa?
That would have saved
some shit. Portland. We went to Portland. You know who needs beer? Portland.
Portland would love more beer.
That was a good decision there, Modern Times. Like, where are we going to expand? We got this. Let's expand. Yeah. Where are we going to go? Well, I know a place. Portland. Wait, don't they have?
Can you imagine that? Don't they have a city council meeting?
Don't they have like lots of beer, like as much as San Diego has? Yep, we're gonna go in there. Show them what's what.
Yeah. Yes, we'd like to apply for a permit to open a brewery in Portland. Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
Here, approved. Okay. We don't even care. Like, just go.
Yeah.
Go build it wherever you want.
You guys are going to be fun to watch. Oh, thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Portlanders are nicer than I thought. Oh, yeah. We're real nice.
Yeah.
Fucker. What was that? Oh, man. I love your hair. From California, huh? Yeah,
we could tell.
We love Californians here in Portland. Love them. We love how they've raised our rent by about $1,000 over the past 10 years. We appreciate it.
Coming up here being all liberal.
What are we talking about?
Everything and nothing.
Damn it. It's not a show. Wow. I don't do that.
That went well. That was
cheers buttons right next.
That was the rammiest cheers I've ever heard.
The cheers button's right next to the tangent button, and I've got
fingers,
so that's what the past few
it's weeks. We're not done. Speaking of Modern Times, I don't think we got to this, or maybe it came out just after we recorded last week.
We haven't got to it.
Brewery X.
And famous NI brewer, Brewery X. The one everyone knows.
Yep. And apparently knows them well enough where they got $20 million.
They have access to 20 mil.
Yeah, no big deal. You know.
So Brewery X has bought Modern Times unofficially, not signed, not the dotted line isn't signed, but I had not heard of Brewery X before this. Had you, since you do
I have go to Anaheim not.
More than I do?
In all my Anaheim places to drink Google searches, I've never seen Brewery X come up.
Nope, I've not heard of it before. And then it made me look for it, and I was like, oh, I guess it's a brewery. It was very Kings and Comics thing of like buying ballast point. You're just like, huh, who? Or not Kings and Comics.
Yeah.
Or Kings and whatever. Whatever the one that bought.
The ballast point purchasers.
Not ballast points. It's like somebody you've never heard of just comes out of nowhere with a bunch of money. You're like, what? Where you get that money?
Where you, yeah.
I just wonder, like,
can I just what have happens? One of those?
Does that mean when they buy them, do they have to take on all their debt? Do they have to, like, pay all the things that they owe?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. What are they taking on?
Yeah. Do they take that on or are they just, or does that get washed out? I don't know. I don't understand things.
We are not businessmen.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm sure it's in here somewhere, but there's a lot of words. All they really talk about is how they beat out Maui Brewing, which I think is the big shock yep. here.
That's all anyone talked about. I was like, well, Brewery X, what's this about? Don't worry about that. We thought Maui Brewing was gonna buy it. I'm like, yeah, I know. We all kind of thought that. Well, yeah, that's pretty crazy that Maui Brewing didn't end up buying it. That would have been nice. Like, that's, I mean, that's pretty messed up, Brewery X.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's a super creative title of your brewery you got there, guys. But,
yeah. Is this the Golden Road subsidiary? Is that what's going on here?
It sounds like it, huh? Brewery X is going to be an Angels game sponsor here.
What?
Brewery X. The Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles, presented by Brewery X of Anaheim. How close is Brewery X to the Disneyland? Have you looked at that, Nick?
Oh, no, but I can do that right now.
How close is that?
Brewery X is known for their seltzers.
Well, that's what you want to be known for as a brewer. Like, what are they? Seltzers. Oh. Okay, yeah.
Seltzer talk.
That's what you want to be known for as a brewery, is your seltzers. Like, well, they got pretty good seltzers. Oh, okay. What kind of beers they make? They make beer.
They make beer. Man,
but their seltzers.
Never had their seltzers.
Yeah, their seltzers though.
They are a 15-minute drive from the park. Oh, no.
That's might as well not be in Anaheim.
Might as well, yeah.
15-minute drive. Call it They're Orange. Like on the other side of Anaheim. It's
called Orange. Yeah. Other side of the 57. Forget it. I don't go to the side of the 57. They're on the east of
I-5. Never mind. I don't go on the other side of I-5. Unless I go to the Angels game.
What?
Cotilla. You know, wherever Cotilla takes me.
As long as Cotilla will take
me. I just stay on Cotilla and I just drive and I see what's up.
You're out of luck. You cannot get there on Cotilla.
Oh, damn it. Well, I guess I'm not going.
There is a Target, a Costco. You got plenty of other options.
Nope. I got those here. I don't need to see Anaheim's Costco.
Or aren't you glad I didn't say seltzer?
Yes.
Yep, Brewery X. Oh, and if you're wondering, there's also a Pizza X.
Wow. Even more creative.
Yeah. Say what you will. They bought Modern Times and we didn't.
They got access to $20 million. They're better than me. They figured out life better than I have, as far as money anyway.
Money? Yeah, I got some.
I got that. What do you need? 20 mil? I can get that. I just wonder how they're... Yeah.
I don't know. This is what's going to keep you up tonight, isn't it?
Well, it's like, what are they going to do? What are they going to do to it? They're going to tweak Modern Times.
You think they're going to?
They just
Modern
gonna
be X
a standoff boss.
Modern Times presented by Brewery X.
Are they going to be like meeting with the Modern Times brewers and be like, yeah, we brew too. We brew beer too. Like, oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah, we got some good seltzers. All right.
Their bonus went from $10,000 to Jelly a Month Club.
You want any seltzer tips? No, we're good here. We make Blazing World.
Now you make Blazing Seltzer.
How about Blazing Seltzer? Well, that's enough culture for me.
There's only so much. Had your limit.
Yeah, I'm at my culture limit here. There's only so much culture I can take. And I'm right there. I'm filled up.
All filled up.
Even in this lower state, I don't know how to describe it, but like downtime of craft beer podcast listening and how we're all spread out and all that stuff. Even in that, like here, I'm getting to a point here, maybe.
All right. No, I'm just thinking about man spreading.
No, I don't do that. I stay in my seat area in the airplane, okay?
Stay in your zone.
I don't put my elbow in the other person's area. I don't put my legs out in the other person's area. Stay in my zone. I had a sister growing up in the backseat of the Buick. We had a line there. And if one of us crossed it, the parents, they got an earful. Like, Mom! She's 2 inches over on my side.
Bring a roll of masking tape so you could
put the. That's a serious offense, sweetie. I'm glad you pointed that out to me. Yeah, you're welcome. So, you know, that's how I grew up. So I know that I stay in my freaking lines. I don't spread. No spreading here, buddy. No, but
I think that spreads butter, man.
You know, we got the best listeners in the podcast game. They participate in the show, and we appreciate it. But my point is, it doesn't matter how small the listenership is or how big it is, the voicemailers still come through for us all the time. Sometimes it's small, sometimes it's big, but they're always there no matter what. And you can be one of those people. You can call us. We have a 24/7 voicemail line, 559-492-0542. We take all calls, drunk or sober. Give us your poor report. Or you can record it on your phone and send that recording to perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to start with the traditional old school voicemails.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Paul.
Hey.
Car washing, but the thing's not working.
Oh, what? Took your money, didn't
you? Waited to call until I drove into the thing, but it's not going. I don't understand why it's not working. Anyway, you guys were talking about the Fairfax Festival. So the festival you were referring to is not the Fairfax Brew Fest, but. Just the Fairfax Festival. They have that every year in June. Mm. It does have beer, but it's usually just, I think the fire department serves the beer and they don't really have anything special on tap. There is a Fairfax Brew Fest, which always happens the weekend of St. Patrick's Day, and that's always a shit show. But yeah, so I don't, when I lived in Fairfax, I was honestly not a fan of the Fairfax Festival because it's usually what I would refer to as a sunburned drunk fest.
Yeah.
That's Mikey's jam.
Anyway, that's that. Well, I'm going to go now and try to figure out why the car wash isn't working. And that's it for now. Cheers. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Paul. God, they better get Paul his money back. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's fucking Paul, man.
Like, he should get 10 minutes of vacuum.
Hey! Paul again. Did you hear that? That's the car wash. All right, cheers, guys.
Hey, he got it going. Thankfully.
He went out and Fonzie'd it. He hit it.
Yeah.
Hey! It started working. Hey!
How did Fonzie do that?
Hey!
He just knows where to hit it?
Yeah,
keep up the good work, keep up the good work, keep up the good work, guys. guys.
He's just that cool. Give it a little punchy punch, and then the jukebox will play whatever song you want.
Yeah.
Damn. Fonzie A.
Hey, fellas. It's Jay. Currently sitting in Temple Family Brewing here in Salt Lake. Came down. They did a special can release. They took their GABF silver medal winner Roush beer. They put it in a High West distillery old-fashioned barrels for about a year.
Whoa.
The original Roush beer was really, really smoky. Like, I mean, I'm not a big Roush beer guy, but it was way too much. But the barrel worked a lot of magic, and it's pretty good.
Mm.
But currently, I'm sipping on a Firda. Probably Utah's best double IPA. But I just also wanted to call with a couple other things. First off, it's actually going to be a week late, but back on Tuesday was, what, the 14th or so? Kent and Lori up in Seattle, those crazy kids got hitched. I want to say congratulations to them. No, I don't think I've ever called in, but
jeez.
Anyone who's ever been on a Zoom, they know who they are. Congratulations to them. Also, happy Father's Day to everybody out there. Again, it's going to be on the week after, but it's not yet, so happy Father's Day to everybody.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Hope y'all are having a nice summer. It's already way too damn hot, but this means you got to drink more beer to cool off.
Right.
So, there you go. Problem solved.
Stay safe and have fun and check your dates and all that. All that jazz. Oh, yeah. And Radar Blue Good 2 coming up. So we're going to be in, but it's going to be both in Bend and in Portland the week around the middle of July. So anyone who can make it, anyone's always welcome. Later.
Bye. Thanks, Jay. Keeping Salt Lake cool.
Not SLC.
There's not many cool things about Salt Lake. There's at least there's
Jay. Really?
Hop Town. I don't know. The producer's been to Salt Lake a couple times. I have not, other than their airport. For some reason.
I've been once. I remember it being nice.
Yeah. It looks cool from that when you're landing. A lot of turbulence. Oh, though. For some reason, a flight to from Fresno to Phoenix is a lot cheaper if you fly to Salt Lake and then to Phoenix than it is to just fly straight to Phoenix.
They just want to sell things at their airport.
Yeah. It's like, let's just get them into that Salt Lake airport. And then they'll buy tons of shit transferring some planes.
Residuals.
I mean, nobody's ever really explained that. But they'll explain how the cheaper flights are the ones you go to different airports and use different planes. Multiple planes are cheaper than just using one plane.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is, but it's always been like that. At least out of Fresno, anyway.
Like, in other words, they just want something to do, so they send people places.
Yeah, it seems, maybe. It's like, that's what it seems like, because like, you could fly. This is how it is flying out of Fresno. I don't know how it is out of your airport, but like everything is cheaper if you fly to different airports before your airport. Even if there's a direct flight out of Fresno, they're like, no, yeah, you could fly directly, but what if we flew you to Los Angeles first? Wouldn't that be fun?
Wouldn't that be fun?
Wouldn't we tack on a couple hours to your flight? That'd be cool, right? Like, not really. Oh, come on. Make it cheaper. It's like, we're going to use more. Like, I don't know. I don't understand, bro. That's a tangent, Nick. You should have a tangent. It's a
tangent. Do I need my own tangent button?
Yeah. You need Matt to transfer all his buttons because over there to you. You have to go on perfectportpod.com and look at the Paul page where all the music is and clips.
But I only have a line in. I need a line out.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to get you a board over there.
Yep. We will fix this. We will rebuild.
We will rebuild. The terrible windstorm of Fresno. And the, I had two of my patio chair pads. Oh. The pads, they fell over. Like the pads, the back of the chair pads.
Oh.
Like wait. I had to put them back up.
Are you okay to podcast right now? Do you need emotional support, Hazy?
It was a rough day.
You need an emotional support, Hazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better you.
No, I need a clear.
You need to clear it up.
Yeah, a clear. We're still in the traditional voicemails here.
Well, that's a good day.
Hey, I needed to spread some knowledge, some things I learned from my Central Coast visit.
Oh.
Number one, hey, yes. You probably all missed it, but there was a mac and cheese festival. Apparently they had beer and wine and stuff.
Wow.
Number two, they have Radio Shacks.
What?
In San Luis Obispo.
No, they don't. That's fake.
Found that kind of fake surprising. Shack. Number three, now I don't live out there, but my entire life I've always heard it called, I've always thought it was Paso Robles. R-O-B-L-E-S. Paso Robles. That's not what it is. It's no. Paso Robles. That's how they say it. Apparently, they move some letters around. So there's that. The other thing was observation from this week. You know, when I land in Ontario Airport, I always thought Brewery X was kind of a big deal because they, you know, they've got a whole bunch of different packs of seltzer out. They got a pretty cool tasting room in Anaheim. There, they've got. A bunch of different seltzers. I mean, hell, there's like hard seltzers at 10%. There's regular seltzers. Whoa. There's a bunch of different beers.
Easy seltzers?
They do their releases and stuff. But I didn't know they were, let's just fucking pay $21 million and buy Modern Times kind of rich.
Yeah, that's jeez, like seltzer Louise. Money.
How about
hard
that?
Hard seltzer money, baby.
How about you put that in your pipe and smoke it?
Yeah.
Make sure you check your dates. See you guys. Observations. Knowledge. Fontana.
I'm just gonna start saying words that kind of relate to this show.
Yeah, I like it. I like this segment. He needs to do this every week now.
The Fontana Gyp. So he knew Brewery X before. He knew about their seltzer ways.
The seltzers are hard.
Our seltzers are hard.
So sorry, the Fontana Gym, but it is actually El Paseo de Robles.
Oh, what does that mean?
I don't know. Passage of the rocks.
Yeah. Rock passage.
Rock passage.
And they don't, it's a bunch of uppity white people there. They don't know how to spell it, pronounce anything. Don't trust them.
Yeah. I bet they asked for a quesadilla also.
Yep. That's the kind of area that asks for quesadillas.
Quesadillas.
And celebrates Cinco de Mayo.
The Pass of the Oaks.
Pass of the Oaks? Oh, okay. All right.
The Pass of El that Paseo de Robles.
That's what Visalia should the pass be.
Of, was Visalia for the Oaks too?
Well, no. They actually have oak trees. I'm just saying.
Oh, they do, and they're protected. You have to call the city before you take one out.
Paso de Robles.
Paso Robles.
Robles. We're in Paso Robles.
Paso Robles.
Not that I have any beef with anybody in Paso Robles.
No. Not yet.
No.
You will after tonight.
Yeah. It'll be my first Paso beef I've ever had.
Paso Twitter's hot these days. You better watch out.
Oh, yeah. Look out for Paso Twitter. We're still in voicemails. We're going to email voicemails now.
Well, hey, boys. Nick and Kurt. Fontana Jim calling in with a parking lot report. Now, it's been a while since I've called in, so let me go all the way back to, let's go back to the beginning of June. Fountain Carriage. Phantom Carriage out there. Parking lot still sucks. Paying the ass to pull into. A lot of times you forget about where it is. Hell, I even drove past. I had to back up a little bit. Oops. Slow. The brewers are slow. They still embrace old world style beers, Belgian style beers. I really hope when they do their rehash and move to another place, they embrace more modern West Coast beers that'll keep them open longer. I mean, super cool environment, but you know, just from a beer scene, it's going to be hard to sell what you're selling. And this is coming from a guy who's been to
Brewery X.
We've been to Monkish before they decided to brew IPAs. Now, let's go on vacation. Because as you know, you guys was out in the Central Coast this week. Let's start down in San Luis Obispo. I visited friend of the show, Tony Baggs, out of There Does Not Exist.
I heard him.
Exactly what you'd expect out of a brewery in a industrialized area over by the airport. In that same area, you've got Liquid Gravity, probably one of the nicer tasting rooms I've seen. Very big open patios, some little fire pits to sit around if you'd like to. They even had a stage set up, and this was like on a Saturday afternoon. So there was a band playing, and they had a pizza oven. Pizza oven vendor. That was fantastic. Slow public markets in the same area. Super cool, kind of like a food hall concept. Bunch of different little restaurants. There's a hot chicken place in there. They had a pretty good beer bar inside that place. Pretty nice offerings. Antigua Brewing. Now those guys, they're downtown, so they're kind of right on the street. Super hip, kind of cool tasting room. Very wide open.
I think they're important.
Open to the street. Lots of air blowing through the place. Very cool. Like that place a lot. Now just outside of Harmony, which I knew Nick mentioned a little while ago, population 18, elevation 175, just outside of Harmony in the city of Cambria, there's a place called 927 Beer Company. They're the only brewery in town. Super cool place. Found out that they lost their lease in their building after 10 years. So if anyone's in the area, go ahead and stop by, give them a wink, and get a beer before they have to close down. Wild Fields up in Atascadero. That place on a Monday, right after we saw Top Gun Maverick, the movie theater, right across the parking lot.
This is all pumped up.
Wild Fields just won 4 medals at the World Beer Cup out there in Minnesota. So those guys are super cool, super nice. That is probably the most kid-friendly brewery up in that area. They have wine, typical brew house type of food. Video games, air hockey, some pinball machines, so they had that going on. Morro Bay went to Libertine. That's all I got to say about that. They have sour beer. And I know,
they have sour
Tyler isn't there anymore, but I really found it hard to tell the difference between 4 different sour beers I had from the same brewery. And then Three Stacks and a Rock is in Morro Bay also. Super cool little place, kind of what you'd expect from a small coastal town. Anyways, I'm a little over. Wanted to give you guys a rundown on parking lot reports from some of the places I've been. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
There you go. Little poor report, parking lot report. Thank you, Fontana.
Yeah.
Central Coast.
If you skip a week, I think you could go over on your second voicemail.
Yeah. You're going some of the same places Nick was at, man. How did you guys not run into each other?
That's weird. We missed each other by a week. He was there. He left on Friday. I got there on Saturday.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Damn it. Could have got it. You could have get it, got
Should've
it.
Should have got it.
Oh, hey, almost forgot. Had another message for you.
Shit, Jim. Jeez.
So I was in the Central
You're
Coast
breaking the rules
on
right
the
now,
same
Jim.
Weekend that Firestone Walker Invitational was going on. I think Nick talked about it. Nick had mentioned it.
I mentioned it.
You know who had ticket? You know who had a ticket to go to the Firestone Walker Invitational?
This guy. Did we have one?
If you guessed the Fontana Jim, you would be correct.
Nice.
If you would also guess that I didn't see the text on my phone until it was too late and I was already doing stuff with the family and it was too late to leave the family, drive 45 minutes away to go to Firestone Walker and then try and be back after drinking in a beer festival for 4 hours and drive another 45 minutes back. Yeah. If you thought I couldn't do that, you would also be correct. So yes, I did have a ticket, it turns out, from a friend of mine to Firestone Walker, and I didn't make it. But hey, I spent a week with the family. was on vacation, had a good time. Was in Morro Bay, did some kayaking, did some you know, sightseeing, went up the coast, saw the elephant seals. That was kind of cool. Yeah, man. Keep the good work, guys.
Yeah.
Fontana.
Fontana it up.
Central Coast, bro.
I like it. He had fun. He did it right. Mm-hmm.
So all the things. The stacks, the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Don't climb the rock. That's illegal.
Only if you get caught.
Only if you get caught is it illegal.
All right, homies, this is True Your Beer. Friends Fest is officially over 2022. We fucking shut this shit down. Ooh. This is True Your Beer once again. I'm fucking drunk. I had a lot of fucking sours, a lot of IPAs, a lot of hazies, and I had a lot of tall glasses of Tony motherfucking Bags, homie.
Yo, what up, though? How we doing? Good to see y'all. I love you guys. And I got to spend the day with you. It made my fucking life.
Homie, I poured for There Does Not Exist. I sold it like I stole it. And I told it like I fold it. Woo! Homie, I'm here. I'm shutting down the tent for him.
Yeah.
I got beers from a lot of breweries because they love my energy. I think I found my calling, homie. I'm going to fucking do this when I retire. This is going to be my side job. This, and I'm going to sling some sausage. To get your dirty minds out of your heads, I'm talking about like chorizo, homie. All right, homie, this is True Your Beer and
Tony Bags.
And we made friends with North Park, Highland Park.
All the homies.
Everybody, bro. This is fucking amazing, amazing, dude. Friends Fest actually means Friends Fest. I made so many fucking friends. I'm coming home with cases and cases of beers. Amazing. At Cellar Ales. Thank you, Cellador Ales, for hosting. Thank you for the LA Guild, the Brewers Guild. And thank you for Tony for letting me fuck up his shit. That's a fucking handshake and a hug, and we out. It's True Your Beer. You have to watch it. Peace out, eh? Friend Fest, homie. 2022. It's over, homes. We're starting LA Beer Week on a high note.
Yeah. True Your Beer. Tony Banks. Doesn't get better than that. Cheers to Tony Bags for his dubs being the champions of the NBA. Not my son's dynasty dubs. Dubs dynasty.
Hey, yo, what's up, homies? The perfect pour. True you be here. Quick little recap, homie. Amazing weekend. Jesus, where do I start, Holmes? Let's start with Friday. Friday evening, wifey surprises me for Father's Day with two VIP tickets to Friend Fest. Friend Fest was being hosted at Cellador Ales. I guess it used to be a sour fest for the LA Brewers Guild starting LA Beer Week, but it ended up starting with they dropped the sour and kept the Friend Fest, and they had all types of beer, homie. So we ended up rolling out that way. This was on a Saturday. Tony Bags was in the house. There Does Not Exist was there, homie. So that alone just made it even fucking, just took it to a different level, homie. You know, Tony Bags. Tony Bags is a fucking, a bag full of joy, homie. Got to have North Park, Lawless, Highland Park, Green Cheek, El Segundo, Santa Darius. I'm not even sure what the fuck, how to pronounce it. It had a long line. I had it. It was okay. They had some farmhouse ales that I don't even know where they were, but that also had a long line. I had it. It was whatever. But then they had Humble Sea was there. Jesus, just from the top of my head. Monkish was there, homie. Casa Agria. It was just an amazing, amazing night, dude, or day, because it was in the morning. Amazing people, bro. Everybody was so cool. Came home with lots of beer. Dude, I don't know what else to say, homie. Tony Bags made it a blast. Thank you to the wife. She really hooked it up. Tony Bass got my sister in, so she was there. She was there for that. Man, I don't know what else to say, homie. It was just an amazing, amazing way to kick off LA Beer Week in my local town, North Hills, which is not that far from, only like 10 minutes away from my house. So it was even nice that it was close to me. So it was an amazing, amazing time. Tony, thank you. If we ever have something like that in the area, hit me up, homie. I'll pour for you, dog. I got you, man. I think I've spent enough time behind that fucking jockey box. Other than that, perfect pour. This is Chew Your Beer. Happy belated Father's Day. Father's Day was Sunday. And now we're all back to work, homie, like nothing ever happened. So happy belated Father's Day to everyone out there. Drink and enjoy yourselves and enjoy the people next to you. This is Chew Your Beer. You have to watch it, homie. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Thanks for calling in a couple times. He gave us a call in about what's going on, and then he called again to like recap that call in. So that's good. Like we're focused. We got covered on it.
We're doubles this week. Double IPAs.
Yep. All the doubles.
Double VMs.
So thank you all for calling in the show. Keep up the good work. Like Chew Your Beer, hanging out with Tony Bags.
No hot tub update?
looks like we're not going to get a hot tub update.
I don't want to do it.
One week without a Colorado. We're all retiring in that hot tub.
Yes, move over.
How big?
Hope you got the double hot tub.
I want the one with the good jets. I don't want that chair. I want that chair. That corner. You want that? You want
the corner chair. Jet?
Yeah, the corner chairs are those are the best chairs. You don't want that in the middle chair that just like has a jet on your back. That's like can't relax in those.
going up the backside.
Yeah, you want that corner. Corner has all the gadgets.
Nah, I'm taking a middle seat. I need the leg room.
All right. Well, somebody's got to do it. You get the hump.
I'll take the hump. As long as my shoulders aren't out of the water, that's where we draw the line.
You don't want your shoulders out of the water?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I love gold!
You have a new beer, and I have a new beer. I have from Camarado Brewing. It is a Wingman IPA, 7%. There's another one. I think Wingman. This is a crowler. This is from Waza Corvette, Cameron Park, Colorado.
Colorado. That's a collaboration.
Colorado. Yeah, there you go. There's
Colorado.
We always come up with a good beer name every week, so there's your beer name, Colorado.
Forgot about my homework assignment. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm having. What did you open up?
I found the Traveler's Welcome Double IPA from Urban Roots.
Oh, more.
Looks like an anniversary ale.
Yeah,
is that correct? Oh, I got a spicy dog in here.
That's a vicious animal.
She is.
Chased me off the porch. All I was doing was happy. Leaving you
She
beer.
Says there's too much Citra in this beer.
Vicious boxer.
Yes. She chased off the beer shipper.
Yep. Oh, open up the untaps.
Wish I could.
What, you can't right now? You got untap problems?
I tried to untap my beer, but it does not exist. And I'm not talking about them.
Oh, okay. I mean, do you want me to look at your profile? Because I can do that.
Oh, no. No, I mean, like, I can open untapped, but I tried to check in my beers, and they're not set up. And I didn't want to create them because I didn't want to be wrong. Like, I didn't want to initiate the check-in.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to get to it anytime soon either. So
just do it.
It's like, do I just do it? Let them correct me?
The mods handle it.
So we had Father's Day beers at South of Shaw Brewing.
Oh.
That's where my stepdad wanted to
get ripped,
order some pizzas and beers. Mm-hmm. And they got some new brews on tap. Oh. One of them, I was actually excited to try it once I read the profile. It's a dark cerveza. Nights on Broadway is the name of this beer.
All right.
I was like, that's an interesting one for a local craft brewery to try and attempt. You know, Negro Modelo is usually my go-to at a Mexican restaurant when there is no other craft beer choices. So I was like, damn, if it's anything like that, we're going to have a good day. And it was that and even better.
Oh.
Yeah. I was very pleased with my choice. So good beer, you know, lighter beer, like 5.4, I think. But good flavor. I like this trend. I hope more local breweries do this style.
Okay.
It's one I haven't seen before.
Yeah. Maybe Fresno.
Attempted locally.
Fresno can get known for like nailing that style. Seems appropriate. We seem like an appropriate area for it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It'd go well with so many things. So that was fun. That was a nice new experience and kind of. Not that I didn't have faith in that brewery before, but.
Right.
You know, I'm less opposed to saying no when somebody suggests that brewery now as a hangout.
All right.
Is that a backhanded compliment if you ever heard one?
Not really. It's not that backhanded. You know, they're still new. We don't know them.
Yeah, still new, still growing, but they're at least trying new things. I hope it works out for them because that... I got a really angry girl over here.
Wow, we've got a dueling animals here. We got Louie's barking
at
something outside, and then we got Penny over there.
Miss Penny Lane. She's talking to me. Like, Dad, hurry up. We got to go to bed.
This is enough. Enough with this stupid beer.
Enough. Or give me some already. She's on enough meds right now. She doesn't need beer, too.
So South of Shaw. Doing it right.
South of Shaw. Oh, yeah. So my second beer at South of Shaw was the Alpha and Omega double IPA.
Right.
I can't remember the hops in it because I can't check it in. I believe it was... I think there was a cryo hop in there. It might have been cryo...
Something cryo.
Chinook. Yeah. Or cryo. Oh boy. It was good. Nice beer. No blazing trails here, but good solid West Coast IPA.
Right. That's all you can ask for.
And of course they got a really good pizza. Mm-hmm. That's the only food they serve there, but the pizza is really good. Kind of nice. Look, Mikey, maybe you know. Probably. I don't think there are any breweries in Fresno that have food, right?
that make their own food in
the make room. Their own food. Yeah, not right. Food trucks.
Yeah,
or like, I mean Southgate comes to mind, but that's not in Fresno.
Yeah.
Mad Duck, I guess, is the closest thing we got.
Yeah.
To a restaurant brewery.
Yeah, but they're a brew. Like, yeah, I know what you're saying.
They're a restaurant like, first.
Yeah, Mad Duck's a brew pub. Sequoia, yeah. Brew pub.
Oh, okay, Sequoia. There we go.
But like, no, but no, I think your point is like a brewery. Brewery first that like, oh yeah, we'll serve food too. Right. I think South of Shaw would be the only one. The others are brew pubs where they're like, they intentionally focused on making sure like they had food as much as they have beer.
Yeah. So if you go there for the food and beer is optional, right. I think that's, if that's how you see the place,
right?
Like, oh, let's go there. We'd go there for the food anyway,
right.
Whether or with or without the beer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. That's what I'm getting
at. So yeah. Yeah, that's where you're getting at. Yeah, and I would think, yeah, South of Shaw is the only one that's like that. Yeah, because most brewers, indie brewers, like, don't want to deal with food. It's like, yeah, like, I want to make beer.
Yeah, and luckily we do have a good food truck selection where they don't typically have to. You know, they could just book a couple trucks for the week.
We've been watching this Food Network food truck. I don't know what it's called. It's a food truck challenge. And one of the Food Network celebrities runs it, and it's been going on for a while. And
nice.
So they take, you know, they start with like whatever, 6 different food trucks, and they compete. And
oh, wow.
You know, they go through that whole thing. And they'll go to and they make them like go search out a spot to like make their sales. And they, when they're, it's a slow town or a small town or just things are slow, like they eventually figure out to go to a brewery. Like that's like the one place that they can make some money. It's like somebody will go to a brewery, and then like, there's even one where like they all ended up at the same brewery because it's such a small town.
Oh, like, man.
The only thing happening in the town was the brewery. And so he ended up having like 5 food trucks show up to this small brewery because literally the whole rest of the town is just dead. So thank God for breweries. Otherwise, food trucks need breweries as much as breweries need food trucks.
This is true.
It's a symbiotic relationship.
Ooh, very scientific of you.
It's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Symbiotic.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Did you watch the finale? I won't do any spoilers. Anyone hasn't watched it?
Obi-Wan Kenobi. You can. I'll forget by the time I watch it.
No.
Oh, I'm not the only one here. That's right.
Yeah. Any more beers? You want to reference your cadre?
Yes, we had lunch at Dust Bowl Brewing Company.
Oh, Turlock?
Very, very the good. Big one? Turlock.
Not the downtown one, the big one off the 99.
Big
one.
Isn't the downtown closed?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. So we're on the 99 corridor version, car dealer central.
Watch out, Merced. They do they're working on the 99. They send you off in a path on the other side of the freeway.
Oh, yeah. I was a rebel. I was driving on the wrong side of the road.
Yep.
Some of those barriers get kind of narrow. It's like,
oh, ooh. My God, dude. Yeah, sorry for the local reference. And Merced, they get super narrow. You're like, I don't think I'm going to get through this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have no... no point of like messing up. You're like,
no,
you have about 5 inches of space in each side.
Like, if you at all think there's any chance of your car stalling, do not take that side.
Oh gosh, that's scary. Yeah, they're doing work on 99.
Take the Mustang down that path.
And they're trying to expand it, and It's an antiquated highway that's been needing expanding for 40 years. And in order to keep it open while they're working on it, they have to like make traffic go on the other side of the freeway. So
you divert
traffic to where what would normally be like the shoulder. They put traffic and you gotta drive through that, and you like have 5 inches of leeway on each side. It's fun going through the 99. It's fun to getting the Fresno. They make it really easy to get the Fresno.
If you're not careful, you'll be on the rumble strip for a good couple hundred feet. Dust Bowl for lunch. Even the wife was impressed with their atmosphere and food.
Yeah, they do a good job. Yeah, speaking of brewing with food, Dust Bowl does a good job. They got a lot of space. Outdoor.
They do. They have a ton of space.
A ton of outdoor space. They could have full-on concerts out there.
Yeah, they have three different types of space. They got the fully indoor. Mm-hmm. They got the indoor-outdoor with the big the bifold shutters that roll upward. And then they got the full-on outside lawn area. Full patios, that
full
is.
Patio, so outside lawn.
They have, they're prepared for every situation. Lots of lawn. They have remote bars set up out back.
A lot of cornhole
happening. It was a brew day, so it smelled really good in there.
All right.
And that's where I tried the hops for the first time, and then I decided to get a 6-pack to go.
Nice.
So that was good.
Should have told him you're from the Perfect Pour. They're giving you a tour.
Damn it.
They don't give out tours there, really. But when I was there, I kind of name dropped the Perfect Pour, and I got an industry tour. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Yep.
Hops. Hold on, Papa Smurf. No,
don't get it. I mean, I get Smurf's reference.
Okay. I'm thinking of acronyms for hops.
Oh, all right. Now I'm with you. Yeah, sure. That's probably what I mean. Hella offensive people suck. That's what it means.
Damn it. That's good. Hella. And that's so Fresno, too. Hella offensive people suck.
Any other beers, Nicholas? The Nick 80?
Oh, hops at Dust Bowl. That was good. It seems like there was something fun in there, but I cannot. Oh, maybe I did check those in. Maybe I checked the rest in. There's the South of Shaw beers I couldn't check in. They did not exist. Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot. No, the fourth wall was the last one I checked in. That was the Beach Trip beer.
All right.
Yeah, that's my Cop Bin drinkings.
I've had a Bottle Logic Brewing's Light of the First Stars Pale.
Wow,
that was okay.
That's deep.
It's deep, man. Roos Brewing Magmatic Theory. That's okay. A couple of Pure Project beers showed up in Fresno.
What?
Out of the barrel.
Nice. And
a Pure West IPA.
That's been a while.
Yeah. That's good. I had a Cohia Nelson from Sante Adarius.
Wow.
You had some Sante. I had some Sante. That was that out of the barrel. Castle Ford from Fieldwork Brewing. That's a pale English. What? Out of the barrel. Yeah.
Oh, are those the boat travel hops?
Yeah. You put them on a boat. You put a bunch of hops on a boat. I think I got this right. You're in England. You put a bunch of hops on the boat and you like fill it.
Preserves the boat.
Water. Yeah. And it preserves the boat. So like the boat is still intact when you get to England.
Right.
That's how it works.
And then you barrel age the beer.
Yeah.
In the wood from the ship.
Yeah.
You disassemble the boat and then barrel age your beer.
No, like you spray down the boat with beer.
Oh.
And when you get to your next port, you like.
Okay.
You.
Then how do you extract the beer?
Well, you like you. You press it out. You like.
Oh, fresh pressed beer.
Yeah. And then there you go. Wood pressed beer.
Wood pressed. Mm-hmm. Finest wood pressed beer you ever had.
From Native Fermentations viewpoint, pale. Okay. Alvarado Street collab with Pizza Port, a hoppier California with a K.
Oh,
I think maybe I had that last week, but I don't know. It's a good beer. Burning Barrel Brewing Company. See you at the brewery. Really cool label, cool name. And then, but no, it's not a good beer. There's not many times where you have a bad beer, but that is a bad beer. Rove Pure Brewing Companies. Another one from Pure called Rove. It's just like a sort of a session ale kind of. That was pretty good. There does not
exist. Zero hops?
Yeah, maybe. There does not exist. Vague Future, a black IPA, which I was like, at the time I was buying it, because I was buying more than a six pack. I was buying a mixed six pack and then a few extra. So I was like, oh, I'll throw this black IPA in there to mix it up. And then that I got a black IPA. And then it had been in the fridge for a few days. And I was like, I have one more craft beer left before the Kenobi finale. And I knew that There Does Not Exist was in there. And in my head, it was a West Coast IPA. So I was like, I've been saving that. That was like my last really good West Coast. And I opened it up, poured out. It was a black IPA. I was like, ah, crap. I forgot I bought a black IPA. So, you know, in my head, I was all geared up for West Coast, and then I had to drink black IPA.
You got adventurous because you're at the store.
I know. I was like, stupid past Mikey. Thought that getting a black IPA would be fun. So, yeah. I'm Dorktown on the tap. Nick is done at Katie.
And yes.
Friend us and see what we're doing.
Cheers to Evil Circle, drinking in Iceland.
Ooh, yeah.
Beers in Iceland. Are they all ice beers in Iceland? Is that the only style they have? Ice beer?
Yeah, Matt Vaught was over there having a secret wedding. And he was on the other side. And before I saw Evil Circle was over there, I was like, dude, go to Brothers Brewing over there. And, you know, Brothers is over there on a little island off the coast. You got to take a ferry over. And he's like, oh, I'll see if I can ferry over there.
And
I don't think they made it over there because, you know, he wasn't planning on going brewery hopping for the first four.
In Iceland?
Yeah. But then like a few days later, Evil Circle's over there. He's like, yeah, I'm in Iceland. I'm over there at the Brothers. I'm like, Holy shit.
This is normal.
Yeah, this is normal. I'm just like all kinds of perfect poor activity over there in Iceland now. So
yeah,
like that's our country. I mean, you got Wales. We got Ed over there in Wales, which is right there by Wales. Iceland. Maybe Ed could go down there and have a get it.
Nice.
And then we're all just going to hang out. I guess that's where we're retiring. Can you retire in Iceland as an American?
I'll try.
I mean, the planet's going to get really fucking warm. Seems like Iceland would be a pretty good place to be.
Iceland is green.
Right.
And Greenland's ice.
Greenland. Yeah. Wait, what? Greenland's going to be like a desert. And then Iceland
is
like green.
I'm out of cash.
Oh, man. I'm out of cash. So, yeah. If we're going to, we're all retiring to Iceland. Perfect poor listeners. Either in a hot tub in the Denver area or in Iceland. These are your two perfect poor retirement choices.
Yeah, this is it.
You call it in Janine's hot tub or or an island off of the coast of Iceland.
Damn it. If Iceland's warmer than Colorado, I might have my mind made up.
Yeah. Well, they got them hot springs. I saw Matt Vaughn. He was in one of them hot springs.
It's hot. Oh, yeah. They have a volcano on the island, right?
Yeah, something.
I know this because I watched The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Did something shady over there. They got a Peloton ride. There's like three different Iceland rides.
Oh, boy. How do you know?
I don't know. The Fresnan on Peloton.
The Fresnan Pelotons.
The Fresnan on Peloton.
Yes.
Hashtag beers after.
Oh, not during?
No. Well, yeah, I've had one during.
There you go.
You don't think you can ride after having a couple beers? You're like, no way I could get on a Peloton at this point. Well, you can do it still.
Yeah.
You might puke, but you can still do it.
I'm going to hurl.
Any more cheers, Nick?
Cheers, cheers to Rad Stacy for narrowly avoiding death today.
Oh, yes.
And coincidentally, that is her industry now, so it's appropriate.
Well, avoiding death?
Yeah, she works for a funeral home now.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, a friend, you know, listener to the show, Rad Stacy, you know, Rad Stacy is a personality on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We had this
bad
little windstorm here in Fresno this morning and knocked down a bunch of shit and put a branch right through Rad Stacy's car. And she was a moment away from getting in the car, or she had just been in the car, one or the other. And this branch goes right through it, right through her sunroof, right into the driver's seat. Would have totally
smashed.
And so we're glad Rad Stacy's okay. Hopefully she's got insurance that won't be a dick about paying for it, because that her car is done. Not even Nick can repair that. Maybe single cam and Nick together. And maybe Matt, the three of them together, might be able to get that going, but
I'm in the perfect pour hot rod.
Hot rod challenge.
Yeah. Built by single cam. And the brothers.
Mm-hmm. Any more?
That's my cheers. All right.
Cheers to the Golden Gods, the perfect poor Golden Gods. They give us the money every week or every month. And they're like, whoa, every week? No. I'm not doing that.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't say no.
Yeah. But every month, the Golden Gods of the Perfect Poor on Patreon, patreon.com/perfectpoor. They donate money to the show. So it pays all the expenses. And we can buy beer. with that money. So it's pretty cool. We appreciate it. And one day I'm going to have a rolling device, a roller in the studio here. Golden Gods. And, you know, I'm going to roll my hazies on it.
Yes.
Hopefully the heating element, we can shut it down and just use it as a roller, purely as a roller.
Yeah. Now we got to get the deluxe model with two switches.
Yeah. Yeah. Find that meat rolling model that has different switches and it can heat, shut the heat off. Just roll my hazies.
Chilled rolling. You're rolling chiller.
Cheers to Paul's birthday. Cheers to the Kenobi series. Cheers to the fans that are the Golden State Warrior fans. Whatever. Enjoy your fourth freaking trophy. Jerks. The jerks are called. They're running out of you.
The ocean called. They're running out of shrimp.
Nick, you're supposed to say, what's the difference? You're their all-time bestseller.
Oh, you're right. Damn it.
Poor George.
Poor George.
Yeah, that good. We all empathize with George. Like, you have a good line after you're done, like, leaving the place. You're like, ah, that was a perfect comeback. Like, no, I'm going back. Well, thank you for listening to The Perfect Pour. I hope you had a good time. We had a good time. Hope you have a great week. Big, safe, fun, great week with your beers. Yes. PerfectPourPod.com is the thing. PerfectPourPod on the social medias.
Send us your 4th of July recos.
Yeah.
What mixed pack are you taking?
You ready for the 4th?
To the holiday party.
You get fired up. You gonna? What kind of ice chest you got? You got it.
Yeah.
What kind of cooler you got there? You gonna do you gonna do that method the method that was developed through the Perfect Pour, the consultants of what is it? You get some ice,
mm-hmm.
and then you let it drain, you let it melt a little bit, and then you put after like about half a day, then you put a new batch of ice on there, and that just fucking seals it.
Yeah, the walls are cold. They will not absorb any of the heat. Drop in your product and top it with more ice.
And you're set. You're good.
Set. It's chilled.
So you're ready for the 4th. I mean, I don't think there's a bigger ice chest holiday than the 4th of July. So you got to get your stuff together. So we'll go over it next week. We'll get you locked in.
Yep. We'll tell you who's on sale.
Right. We'll get that ice chest. All the ice chest tips. So if you got an ice chest, see? This is why you hang out for the second hour. If you got an ice chest
who predicted? Tip,
and you're a listener of the show and you got tips for your ice chest, leave them now. Get them in there now. Yep. Email us or leave a voicemail. Or message us on social media for like, this is for the show. I've got a tip. And we'll get it out. Next week is all ice chest tip episode. Tip of the episode. Yeah.
Who had money on 155, 1 hour 55? That's where we're at.
Yeah. All right. Have a great week.
Uh-huh.
Be safe.
Okay.
Have fun.
Of course.
And check your dates.
Always.